In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I come from a rich family. We are not wealthy by any stretch of the imagination, but we are rich. It is a family full of love, a family full of memories and laughter and support. We are not a large family. I never had a big extended one. In some ways, I think that made the immediate family more connected, more intertwined. My wife, Kim, comes from a large family, and they have become my family as well. Her 92-year-old grandfather just danced at her sister's wedding last week. Kim has 21st cousins. Between our two families, we have probably been to more baptisms, confirmations, and weddings than we have presided over in our 6 years of ordained ministry. So I come from a rich family. Today's gospel message, which includes the line, "Look, we have left everything and followed you," is one that rings in my head often when I am wondering what on earth God may be doing in my life and how I might best respond to God's call. In moving to Virginia, Kim and I left a lot behind. We left parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins, brothers and sisters, to follow where we felt God was calling us and to serve the church as best we could. For me, this passage is especially challenging, not because I am extraordinarily wealthy, my debt will attest to that, but because when Jesus says, "There is no one who has left family and home for my sake and for the sake of the good news who will not receive 100-fold now in this age and in the age to come eternal life." I believe this to be true. It was what brought me first to the Episcopal Church, what led me here to you all at the Church of the Epiphany. It takes a lot of faith in God's call to leave home and join the church, not just for ordained clergy, but for all baptized members of the Good News. To be a Christian means being a full member of the body of Christ, the church, which is more than thinking Jesus is a cool guy who said some things that I agree with most days. Being a Christian means that, in a very real sense, we die to ourselves, to our families, and are born again into a new life and a community of faith that spreads the good news through the world. This past weekend, I was at that wedding for my sister-in-law, Michelle. It was performed at Christ Episcopal Church in Reading, Pennsylvania. This is the church I grew up in. I was an acolyte there. It's where I was confirmed. As we were on our way to the rehearsal, Kim and I were telling Audrey and Owen that we were married at that church, and so was Kim's sister, Tracy, and her husband, Brian, and so were my mother and stepfather. Going through that litany of marriages made me think about how, with each of those moments, the family grew and changed, which is true also for baptisms, confirmation, and Holy Communion. Sacraments change us. Through every generation, through every stage of life, who we are changes and adapts based on our relationships with one another and to God. When we are baptized as children or infants, as many Episcopalians are, we are invited to be fully incorporated into the body of Christ at the request of our parents and sponsors. In confirmation, we take on those promises for ourselves and we adopt traditions which may be different than our family of origin. In marriage, we join together individuals to form new families, bonded together through love of God and love of one another, and recognizing the growth of the community one to another. In communion, we recognize and remember that at the center of this community is one God, in three persons, the creator and redeemer and sustainer of the world, who was and is yet to come. Through Jesus Christ, we are freed from sin and death and are empowered to share freedom, justice, mercy, and peace with the world. When Christians celebrate the sacraments together, we recognize the extended reach of our family of choice. When we gather together in God's name in prayer, it is to expand that circle and to gain a glimpse of the kingdom of God. In a few weeks, on November 4th, we will be doing just that, adding to this parish family with baptisms, welcoming new members to the household of God. Being back at Christ Church in Reading, Pennsylvania, thinking about all the changes my family has gone through under its roof, and how many other families have experienced changes under its roof, allowed me to reflect on the fact that what the church looks like today is not what the church looked like 100 years ago, and it is not what the church will look like 100 years from now. And that is a good thing. Imagine for a moment the people who founded the Church of the Epiphany over 100 years ago. Imagine how much has happened within the walls of that original building and this building here. How much would not be recognizable to them, be familiar to them? In what ways has this church changed? Imagine what this church will look like 100 years from now. How much change will have occurred? How much would not be recognizable and familiar to us? But across that great time span, across all of that change, there will be things that persist, things that are constant, things we all would recognize and know. Families growing and changing, people in moments of joy, in moments of sadness. Children and adults coming to a font to be washed by water and the Holy Spirit so that they can become members of the living body of Christ. People of every age, class, race, and orientation coming forward together to the same altar and breaking holy bread together and sharing a holy cup together. Across time, these things remain constant. Stability and change, this balance is a mark of the church. It is a mark of what it means to be a Christian and to live out a Christian life. And it's what we invest in and support every year with our stewardship campaign. We make this place and the people who make it up a priority in our lives. We support the many changes that will happen to them and us under this roof. We support the sacraments, which link us to members who have come before us and members who will come after us. Being a member of this parish, of this community, means we are all from a rich family. It is the gifts of the community, the gifts of love, that truly make each and every one of us rich. And you are a blessing to one another, and your witness of Christian lives are a blessing to this world. Amen.